Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. Today, we are joined by Philip Rowley, who is the Chief Financial Officer of Sony Picture Entertainment. Hi, Philip.
Hello, Xiaolan. How are you?
Yeah, good. 你好. Yeah, Philip, I know you are an amazing pianist. I was in your concert, and you played wonderful. Was that Beethoven?
Yes, one of the pieces was Beethoven's Spring Sonata, which is a piece for piano and violin.
And how long have you been playing the piano?
Well, I've been playing the piano since I was a kid, but I didn't take it truly seriously until 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Yeah, the way to say piano is 钢琴.
钢琴.
钢琴. 钢 means steel, the metal.And qin, it's actually originally from the Chinese instrument zither. And now we refer to any string instrument as qin, as a collective term. Qin, the second tone.
Qin.
Qin. So gang qin together, it's the piano.
Gang qin.
Yeah, you know, it's probably the stereotype thing. When people see me, they immediately look at the way I look. They say, oh, you guys must learn how to play the piano since you were kids. And I remember, yeah, in where I grew up in Taiwan or many places in Asia like Japan, China, Korea, all girls have to learn how to play the piano.
Hmm. That's wonderful, I guess.
Yeah. the idea sounds wonderful, but when you are like a 3-year-old kid, all you wanted was to go out and play with your friends, and then you had to practice for hours in front of the piano. That was a little bit of torture.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it sounds wonderful in terms of idea, but if that becomes a compulsory, then it's not really the motivation people want to play.
No, I think that's true.
I think when you say you started again 5 years ago, and I can see that has to be from your self-motivation. So what made you feel like you want to pick up piano again?
It comes back to the music I was telling you about, the Beethoven Spring Sonata.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who's a very good violinist, and he had learned the Spring Sonata many years before and wants to play it again, but he needed somebody to play the piano part.
Yep.
So he asked me if I would do it, and I said, well, you've heard how I play the piano, which was not that great, but show me the music because I knew he was keen.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a look at the music and I said, if you give me a year and a teacher, I'll find a teacher, a year and a teacher, and I can probably do it. And a year later, we performed it.
Wow.
So that's what got me back into playing piano again.
Right. That's amazing. I also know that you play other instruments, like guitar.
Yep, I play guitar. I play electric guitar mainly, a little bit of acoustic guitar, and I play bass.
Right, okay. The way to say guitar in Chinese, it's 吉他.
吉他?
吉他, yeah. And it's a sort of a similar sound from guitar because guitar didn't exist in China before. So they borrowed two characters which sound similar to guitar. So 吉他, the direct translation for 吉他, it's the auspicious hymn.
Okay.
So, 吉他, and you play electrical guitar, so that has to be 电吉他. 电 is electricity. 电吉他.
电吉他.
电吉他. And then the traditional wooden guitar, we say 木吉他.
木吉他.
木吉他. 木 is the tree, the wooden texture. 木吉他.
木吉他.
木吉他. And the action of playing either the piano or the guitar, we use the verb弹,
弹,
弹, that's the second tone. That means to pluck or to play some instrument. 弹,
弹.
Yes, and so to play the piano, we say 弹钢琴.
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 And to play the guitar, we say 弹吉他.
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 Philip, you are amazing. You can speak Chinese in no time. Philip, I know you also performed in the French radio with your rock band.
Well, we made an album and mm-hmm. got a call one morning saying, would you come and we'll play your album on, this is all in French, my French is not so good, but I just about understood. come down to the local radio station and we'll play three tracks from the album and interview you and your band. So that's what we did.
Wow.
That was a lot of fun.
That's incredible. I know in your band, most people, they are very busy people. They have very serious full-time jobs. And then you put together a band and then you play in a concert and the radio. That's just incredible.
Yes. Yes, a lot of fun.
Okay, that's the way life should be. Thank you for sharing your passion in life and music with us, Philip. That's really fun. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. Today we talk about the piano, play the piano, guitar, and passion in music. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Philip.
再见。
再见。